In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's wonderful to come to services, be enriched by prayers, moved by hymns, and then hear words that give us an exposition, insight into understanding. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to do that tonight, because I'm going to speak to you about a quandary. My state of mind, having read today's reading. For as Christians, we're in a peculiar position. We are supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Being in the world, as we heard in today's second reading, makes us susceptible to persecution. But then our works in the world are also those that give glory to God. People see him reflected in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions. And so how do we live as Christians? Are we to be bold, to reflect the light of Christ into the world? Or are we to be meek and wait? Because our Lord says that a servant is not greater than his Lord. So what befell him will befall us. Well, the answer is evident in the incarnation. We often wonder why the incarnation. Why did salvation come to the world in this way? There are multitudes of ways in which God could have saved his world and his humanity. And yet in the incarnation we are giving a living model. Clear steps, a wonderful motivation, an inspiration, and an answer. And that is, as Christians, we just follow in the footsteps of our Lord. The Lord who was meek and humble, who was crucified, died. But then the Lord who also rose, and rose victorious. The Lord who sat with the tax collectors, went to the lepers, and never shied away from the outcasts. And yet, on that boat, on that day when there was a great storm, it took three words. Peace, be still. And there was a great calm. This is the state of Christianity, to walk in the footsteps of our Christ. To be able to witness to him with strength when we need, and in humility when we follow his example. During these days, much is being said about conflicts around the world. Communities that are struggling and suffering because of conflict and of war. We are pushed more and more to take sides. And yet there is only one side to take, and that is human compassion, godly love, and a prayer for peace. And whoever falls on that side, which is the whole of humanity, those are the ones with whom we side, for whom we pray, and about whom we speak and proclaim. In the Middle East, there are communities that are doubly persecuted. Because not only are they members of nations that are struggling, but within those nations, they become minorities, numerical minorities, upon whom the force of persecution falls. And yet, they follow in the footsteps of their Lord. They are meek and humble, yet strong in their witness. In this nation where we are able to pray and gather, our decision is, do we come to Evensong or not? Do we feel like it? Are we up to it? Are there alternatives? In some other parts of the world, the question is, if we go, is our life at risk? And if we don't go, how do we support our sisters and brothers who are going? It's a very different equation. This is not meant to make us feel guilty. It's just a reality. Because believe me, people in some of those nations look upon us with great sympathy, that we are caught with a pace of life that takes us away from walking in the footsteps of our Lord. But our assessment of persecution needs to change. We look at those persecuted as being victims, and yet they are daily survivors of persecution. Those who suffer persecution on a daily basis do not see themselves as weak. They actually recognize that they have a strength that is beyond human power, because our God is a God of justice and love and will never leave us in a state beyond our own ability to bear. So with persecution comes greater strength, comes greater perseverance, more grace, and an ability to look at that persecution as a crown, more than a burden. 2 weeks ago, I was blessed to be in Egypt and went to Upper Egypt in Minya, where I preached, as I am now, in the Church of the 21 Martyrs. Some of you will remember them, paraded by the Caliphate in Libya along a beach in those distinctive orange jumpsuits. They were dehumanized, commodified. They were supposed to become props in an intricate multimedia campaign that would show the strength of this great movement. And their death was supposed to be defeat. And yet what happened? In making this incredibly elaborate video, they captured these men uttering the name of Christ to their very last breath, quite literally. And they became survivors because they became models of strength and resilience and faith to us all. Their story just brings forth the struggle of so many. Some that are not so well known, are not so theatrically laid out, but it is the struggle for faith that they have. So in the context of today's readings, yes, None of us is greater than our master. But because of that, he empowers us to be able to walk in his footsteps. He strengthens us to be resilient, and he gives us grace to be able to reflect his light into a world that is deeply in need. We can look at persecution and the Middle East and struggling Christians as those who need our prayers, and they do. But they are also those from whom we learn, by whom we are inspired, and in whom we find hope. Because of their struggle and because of their victory, we know that in our own struggles, God will never leave us nor forsake us. In my tradition, the Coptic Orthodox Church, martyrs are depicted in icons wearing crowns. It is a crown of martyrdom. Please don't misunderstand me. We do not want to die. We do not revere death. In actual fact, we want to live. We rejoice in life. Life here and life everlasting. So the quest is not one to the death, it is one to live and live faithfully. It is one to be able to be one with our Lord now in this kingdom, now in this world, but then also in his kingdom. So today, as we pray, let us give thanks for those who still witness powerfully, who are our inspiration, who are our hope, and through whom we see the promise that we are not forgotten. We are remembered, we are loved, and we are awaited in a glorious kingdom. Glory be to God forever.